From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're starting off today's show with a big development from our public media station. Cap Radio's former general manager, June Reyna, has been arrested in Sacramento County and charged with embezzling money from the public media station. Reyna is scheduled to make his first court appearance this afternoon, where he is expected to enter a plea. A reminder that Insight, we air live at 12 p.m. and are rebroadcasted at 7 p.m. You can stay up to date with the latest on our website, capradio.org, as well as throughout our local newscasts during All Things Considered and Morning Edition. A team of dedicated journalists in our newsroom have been reporting on our employer independently since the beginning. Reyna's arrest is connected to years of financial mismanagement at Cap Radio, which became public following a 2023 audit from the California State University Chancellor's Office, Cap Radio's license to Sacramento State. In the two-plus years since, there have been other forensic examinations and litigation. Cap Radio senior producer Sarit Lashinsky joins us with the latest, as well as what comes next. And just a note, following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or executive reviewed this conversation before broadcast. Hey, Sarit.
Hey, Vicky.
Okay, so let's just start off with a little brief timeline. Remind us of June Reyna's time at Cap Radio.
Okay, so Reyna was a longtime employee here at the public media station. He was hired in 2007 as its chief financial officer. He then added chief operating officer to his title in 2013. In 2020, he was promoted to executive vice president and general manager and held both of those titles until he resigned in 2023. And shortly after he resigned that year, Cap Radio went through well-publicized layoffs, cancellation of music programs, and that audit from the CSU Chancellor's Office, which discovered those years of financial mismanagement to the tune of millions of dollars here at the station, and we're right here on the Sac State campus. After that initial audit, Sac State commissioned its own forensic examination. That was released in 2024, looking to figure out the origins and causes of those financial problems. Found roughly $750,000 in unsupported payments. So those are ones that can't be backed up by an expense report or a receipt. More than half of those payments were made to one Cap Radio executive, which our reporters identified as June Reyna. And also to note, we have reached out multiple times over the years to Reyna and his attorneys for comment, but have largely not heard anything back.
Okay, so what exactly is June Reyna being charged with?
So according to the Sacramento County District Attorney's Office last week, he faces one felony count each of embezzlement, grand theft, and forgery. The DA's office says Reyna orchestrated a, quote, multi-year scheme between December 2016 and June 2022 to divert Cap Radio funding for his own personal uses. The prosecutors say this funding went towards lavish personal expenses, which Cap Radio reporters have covered before, things like international travel, tuition payments for his children, improvements to his home in West Sacramento, things like that. The DA's office says this was to the tune of more than $1.3 million, and it was done through unauthorized credit card charges, payments to his personal credit card accounts, and more than 100 electronic fund transfers from the station's bank account to Reyna's personal account. And one of the charges also says that in September 2022, Reyna allegedly attempted to pass off what is referred to as the Magnum Towers proposal, knowing that it was, quote, false, altered, forged, and counterfeited.
Okay. And, you know, and as I mentioned off the top, there have been a team of journalists in the newsroom that have been reporting on this saga independently with a firewall with our executives at Cap Radio. Can you just walk us through how these charges came to light?
Yes. So the DA's office said these payments were discovered in December 2023. There was an account services director who was looking at credit card statements and Cap Radio's own bank accounts. And prosecutors say looking at these revealed charges that appeared personal in nature and transfers from that station bank account to Reyna's bank account without supporting documentation. They also said that the criminal activity wasn't detected sooner because Reyna used his position as a station executive, GM, chief financial officer, to conceal the transactions. And these included, allegedly, miscoding payments, withholding credit card statements, and also creating false documentation. And now the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office has been investigating Reyna for almost 2 years. The lead investigator, her name is Monica Bustamante. She told my colleague Gerardo Zavala on Friday that the Sheriff's Office started its investigation in January 2024 and turned that information over to the DA's office in August 2025. And I'd also like to note that a sheriff's spokesperson did actually tell Cap Radio in August 2024 it was investigating Reyna. So that was already months into its look into the former executive.
Okay, so August of 2024, I mean, that's more than a year ago. Some may be wondering why he was just arrested now.
Yes, there's months of difference. So the district attorney's office, as part of its filing, noted that it signed off on a declaration for an arrest warrant for Reyna November 25th, 2025. So 3 months after the sheriff's office submitted its investigation to them. But the warrant itself, the arrest warrant, wasn't signed by a magistrate until January 29th, which is January 29th, 2026.
Which is last week.
Which is the day that Reyna surrendered himself at the main jail and was booked. District Attorney Tin Ho told Gerardo Zavala again on Friday that financial crimes take a very long time to investigate thoroughly.
Because you have to track down essentially where every dollar was taken and where that money went. Because when it comes to getting restitution at the end of the day, we need to be able to track that down. We also need to be able to show the judge the scope of the crime.
And on top of that, Bustamante, again, that's the sheriff's department investigator who looked into this, also told Gerardo the case was among the largest she's ever worked on and just in general was pretty large scale for the sheriff's office to investigate.
And we are discussing and talking live at noon. Inside is live at noon. But June Reyna is scheduled to make his first court appearance this afternoon in just about an hour or so in Sacramento County Court. What's expected to happen?
So obviously at this point where we're sitting here, we don't know whether he'll plead guilty or not guilty, so he can go either way on that. We will learn about his legal representation, which we're still looking into, as well as hear the charges being leveled against him from the judge.
Okay, so if this goes to trial, what could that look like?
So this is where things get a little bit complicated. I spoke to Gabriel Chin. He's a professor of law at UC Davis. He said from his reading of the case, if this goes to trial, it's not going to be particularly straightforward. The prosecution would have to prove the criminality of the charges they're bringing against Reyna. Chin noted, for instance, executives at an organization like Cap Radio, they spend money all the time for legitimate purposes. So prosecutors will likely focus on what he called unambiguously inappropriate expenditures. So, for example, an executive could maybe explain away spending money on restaurants or on hotels. There probably aren't a lot of executives with credit card charges from a company or from an organization spending money on college tuition. So those are the ones prosecutors will likely focus on first. Now, a potential defense may look for an innocent explanation, some mitigating factor to explain the behavior. Another mitigating factor, if it goes to trial, could be, could Reyna potentially give back some of that money? Could he make some form of restitution? And defense attorneys might also look away to chip away at some of the charges, the amount of money, because that would reduce the amount of loss that could be presented to a jury. And if those losses can't be proven, that could lead to a reduction in his sentence as well.
Yeah, and that is if he pleads not guilty. We still don't know what he is going to plead today during his arraignment. This is a ways off. As you mentioned, it is far from straightforward. But if convicted, what could he face?
So Chin told me there's also a lot of variability in that. The charges that are being leveled against Reyna, embezzlement, grand theft, and forgery, they're known as wobblers, which means that here in California, they can be punished either as a misdemeanor or a felony. It's a decision that prosecutors or the court can make. The prosecutors in this case, the DA's office, they are pursuing felony charges. Chin said in cases that involve the misuse of public funds, which Reyna is accused of doing, prosecutors usually aim to send a message that a case like this is taken seriously. He described it as being usually fussy. Chen said, in this case, there's over $1 million in public funds involved. The alleged offenses happened over a long period of time. We're talking years. And the public nature of Cap Radio as the victim, the charges he thinks will probably stay as felonies. And now when it comes to the actual sentencing, it depends on how the wobbler falls. If Reyna is convicted on all three charges, there's potential sentence enhancements that prosecutors included, and there's just flexibility within California's own sentencing policy. So Reyna could spend no time in prison or more than a decade behind bars at the worst.
It could be months in prison, or it could be less. Could be days in prison or in jail if it's a misdemeanor, or no incarceration at all. It's imaginable if the case is as carefully investigated as it proves to be, and if there are no surprises, it's certainly possible that there could be a double-digit sentence here. That is to say, more than 10 years in state prison.
Okay, and we are talking about one former employee connected to years-long financial mismanagement. Is this still an ongoing investigation? Anyone else potentially going to be charged?
So Ho said Friday his office has reviewed all the materials in the case. It submitted its charges, but he did reiterate that this entire case is still pending.
I can't really comment. You know, if other information comes to light, we'll take a look at anything that comes to light.
And the Sheriff's Department investigator, Monica Bustamante, she said she only focused on transactions that Reyna did on his own, those that he is responsible for. She is not launching investigations into other matters at this time.
Now, I know that there's talk on whether he collaborated with anyone else in the move to the downtown buildings and such. That was out of the scope of this investigation.
Right. And I mean, Cap Radio being in the red millions of dollars was largely tied to this ambitious, costly move downtown, a new headquarters in downtown, as well as a live venue. The live venue is still moving forward. However, that downtown building, that headquarters, is no longer happening for Cap Radio. We are still firmly on the Sacramento State campus.
Correct.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Cap Radio senior producer Sarit Lashinsky about the arrest of Cap Radio's former general manager, June Reyna, in connection to years of financial mismanagement at the public media station. What have Cap Radio leadership said following this arrest?
So shortly after the news broke on Thursday, I sat down with our interim general manager, Frank Maranzino. He was actually Cap Radio's director of technology when Reyna was the general manager before taking over the top job in 2024. Maranzino said learning of the financial issues really hit him hard. He worked to collect evidence and look into paperwork as part of the investigation on the former general manager.
It hurt my heart, honestly. It really did. It was nothing I suspected. Since the forensic examination came out almost 2 years ago, we've just been diligent to right this ship and work forward with integrity.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, Cap Radio went through layoffs, the cancellation of longtime music programs, and there's been staff attrition in the 2+ years since all of this unfolded. Former Cap Radio employees, they have been speaking out. What are they saying?
So I would like to note, we did reach out to several former board members. I reached out to some former employees. I haven't heard back yet from many of them. Some have declined to comment. My colleague Chris Feltz did reach out to former Cap Radio News anchor Mike Haggerty, who retired 2 years ago. And Mike did note he was able to retire on his own terms. But he told Chris he felt for his former colleagues who were caught up in the entire financial crisis. And he said it's taken a long time to get to this moment.
People lost their jobs. People who were dedicated career journalists have had to find other lines of work. It's a tragedy what happened at Capital Public Radio. And if the district attorney can prove the case, then I'm looking forward to justice being done.
Going back to the very beginning, you mentioned June Reyna was hired back in 2007, so he had a boss. You also received a statement from that former general manager. What did he have to say?
Yes. So that former general manager is Rick Etchison. So he was at the head of the station when Reyna was hired. He then transitioned leadership roles when Reyna took over as GM in 2020 and stayed on as president emeritus until 2023. We've reached out to Etchison before on previous Cap Radio stories. He's largely declined to issue any comment. However, when I reached out to him after Reyna's arrest on Friday, he sent me a statement that said, in part, quote, "I was completely shocked when confronted with the evidence of misconduct attributed to June Reyna, which occurred at least partially during my tenure as president of Capital Public Radio. I am stunned by the allegations that continue to surface. I'm deeply saddened and disappointed by all that has transpired. I grieve for the incredible staff and supporters of Cap Radio, whose trust has apparently been so callously violated."
And this arrest, it isn't the only litigation that is ongoing. Focusing solely on June Reyna, he is also in a civil lawsuit with Cap Radio. So where does that stand?
Yes. So just a brief recap. Cap Radio sued Reyna in Yolo County in December 2024, accusing the former executive of secretly enriching himself by stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cap Radio received almost $1.3 million through an insurance settlement in August of last year related to the misconduct. The suit itself is ongoing. The insurance company is taking the station's place as the plaintiff. And in a filing last March, Reyna's attorneys in that case did deny that their client made any mistakes, but said if an error was made, it was made in good faith and unintentionally.
Well, finally, Sarit, I mean, these charges and this financial mismanagement are from years ago. So how is Cap Radio financially doing today?
So Cap Radio management says the financial picture has stabilized. The station is self-sustaining. Following the initial 2023 CSU audit, Cap Radio lost funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which in and of itself no longer exists now. It has since become community funded, entirely community funded. Interim General Manager Frank Maranzino also told me Cap Radio has strengthened internal controls and safeguards in the wake of the financial mismanagement, and that the station continues to focus on providing community-centered journalism and music programming.
Sarit, thank you.
Thank you.
That is Cap Radio senior producer Sarit Lashinsky discussing the arrest of Cap Radio's former general manager, June Reyna, in connection to years of financial mismanagement at the public media station. Reyna will make his first court appearance this afternoon in Sacramento County, where he is expected to enter a plea to multiple felony counts of embezzlement, grand theft, and forgery. A reminder that Insight airs live at 12 p.m. and is rebroadcasted at 7 p.m. You can stay up to date with the latest on our website, capradio.org, as well as throughout our local newscast during All Things Considered and Morning Edition. And following NPR's protocol for reporting on itself, no Cap Radio corporate official or executive reviewed this reporting before broadcast. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.